USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This morning's report caps off my first year as president. And over that period, our economy created 6.6 million jobs.
President Biden praising the economic recovery in the United States. This after the latest monthly jobs report shows the economy added a better than expected 467,000 jobs in January, unemployment ticking up a bit to 4%. A Uyghur cross-country skier was one of the final torchbearers in the Winter Olympics opening ceremony. China has received heavy criticism for its treatment of Uyghurs, a Muslim ethnic minority. The skier placing a flame at a giant snowflake in the center of the ceremony. No U.S. government officials are attending the Winter Olympics in China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The House is expected to vote on a bill which would allow the United States to better compete with China on the global stage when it comes to producing semiconductor computer chips. The all-important chips are found in nearly every piece of technology we use, from coffee makers to automobiles, and the global shortage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic spotlighted the fragile nature of the supply chain and the need to drastically increase domestic production. Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes the America Competes Act will help the American economy.
We have a $45 billion support the manufacture and acquisition of critical goods that are essential for our national economy, our national security, and that includes components and products for public health and biological preparedness.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's boycotting the Winter Olympics getting underway in China. USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
NFL team continues to make news for all the wrong reasons.
Former employees of Washington's NFL team pressured Commissioner Roger Goodell in front of Congress to release a report delving into the team's hostile workplace culture, including allegations of sexual harassment. Six former employees spoke before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. One of the six leveled a new complaint against team owner Dan Snyder, saying she was sexually harassed at a team function. Former cheerleader and marketing manager Tiffany Johnston said her invitation to a team dinner was orchestrated by her boss and Dan Snyder to put her in a compromising sexual situation. Johnston said she was later told to keep quiet about it. The league said it will not release the completed report, arguing that doing so would compromise the anonymity of those named in it. The NFL eventually fined the team $10 million, while Dan Snyder's wife, Tanya, temporarily took over the team's day-to-day operations. Dan Snyder apologized for the team's culture but issued a statement denying all allegations against him. Also, the team has now unveiled its new name, the Washington Commanders, after spending all last season known as the Washington Football Team. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.